Radio Prague News.
The government has moved to ease conditions for foreigners employed in the Czech Republic. The EU Commission has approved a support scheme for Czech renewables, and the Social Democrats say they are unlikely to support Finance Minister Andrej Babiš in pushing through last-minute changes to the law on electronic cash registers. The Cabinet has approved an amendment to the Foreigners Law which would enable foreign nationals to work in the country for a longer period before needing to extend their visas. Under the amendment, the current 90-day period would be extended to 6 months and in the event of a significant investment project, even 2 years. The move comes in the wake of criticism regarding the number of bureaucratic hurdles foreigners working in the country face. The proposed amendment will now go to the Lower House for debate. The European Commission has approved a support scheme for installations producing renewable energy built in the Czech Republic between 2006 and 2012. The Commission concluded the measure would further EU energy and climate goals without unduly distorting competition. The scheme will have a total budget of 836 billion crowns over its lifetime. The Social Democrats are unlikely to support Finance Minister Andrej Babiš in pushing through last-minute changes to the law on electronic cash registers, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka told journalists on Monday. Following a stormy cabinet session in which the issue was debated, the Prime Minister said the proposal to exempt e-shops and small entrepreneurs from the duty to have electronic cash registers would only weaken the legislation and lay it open to criticism from the opposition benches. Mr. Babiš, who previously rejected any exemptions to the law, sparked a storm of controversy with his last-minute proposal. The opposition centre-right parties say this is further proof that the law is ill-conceived and have called on the government to scrap the entire project. The Czech Republic will give Bulgaria 20 million crowns to help protect the country's border with Turkey should Ankara fail to keep its agreement with the European Union and let loose a flood of refugees, Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said following Monday's cabinet meeting. The Czech Republic previously donated 25 million crowns to Sofia to help the country deal with the impact of the migrant crisis. The government also earmarked 10 million crowns for Jordan to help improve conditions in the country's refugee camps. The Czech Republic will gradually increase its annual contribution to the European Cosmic Agency, ESA, the Czech news agency reported Monday. The government on Monday voted to increase next year's contribution to 830 million crowns, up from 527 last year, and wants to sustain the trend in the future. According to Transport Minister Dan Ťok, the country's higher contributions towards research, particularly in the field of satellite technologies, should help the Czech Republic discard the reputation of being a mere assembly plant in Europe. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Tuesday should bring clear skies and day temperatures between minus 1 and 2 degrees Celsius. Nighttime lows may drop to minus 7 degrees in places. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.